This is the Cherry Leaf Podcast.
So, should we get started then?
I think we should, yes. So, the usual way I start things off is by asking people to introduce themselves.
Well, hello. My name is Jennifer Morse. I'm a product evangelist here at Madcap Software, and I've been with Madcap for, I guess, since February 2006, so going on some time, and I've had a few different roles within the company, but really excited to be taking on the Director of Product Evangelism role here at Madcap going forward.
This podcast is going to be about Mad World Europe. Great that I'm interviewing or talking to you. Let's start off with the obvious question. What is Mad World and what is Mad World Europe?
Well, Mad World is a Madcap Software user conference designed around three fundamental or really core principles. One, education and learning. Two, networking community. And three, of course, fun and engagement. And the topics at the heart of the conference aim to alleviate the pain points for technical writers, documentation teams. We aim to improve efficiencies. We want people to share best practices and have the opportunity to learn from experts in the field of tech comm and content strategy. So that's really what Mad World is.
So education rather than marketing and selling then?
Correct. Right. A little bit of that, but mostly education and networking and learning, yes.
So I'm going to be speaking at Mad World Europe, and I think that's the fourth Mad World conference I've spoken at. And one of the distinct things about the conference is that it's a lack of booths or people selling you stuff. It's right. Very much about education and people around if you want to talk to them, but none of the come here and let me tell you about what we have that you get at other conferences.
Yes, agreed. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to host a conference. And, you know, and looking at them, and we've been to many, we were tired of industry conferences that seemed to fall flat or offered little in terms of networking and socializing or lacked a feeling of bringing the broader community of professionals closer together. And like most companies that are experiencing rapid growth, we needed a platform to get all of our users together to share best practices and learn how others are taking advantage of the technology.
So that's answered actually one of the questions I had, which was why host a conference? I've been involved in running one conference, and there's an awful lot that goes into behind the scenes getting a conference organized, and it's a big ask to decide to do something like that.
We just completed our sixth conference here in San Diego, which is where we're headquartered. We decided, why add a European conference? It's a lot of work. Well, Europe represents one of the largest growth segments in our global market, and getting a conference to the region was just a natural next step for us. And as I mentioned, even though we just completed our sixth conference here in San Diego, we probably started getting requests or questions about a European show as early as the second or third conference. So it was just a natural progression for us to start building one there.
So the conference, who is it for? Did you have to be a Madcap user to go to it?
Well, that's a great question. The conference is really for anyone who wants to learn more about technical communication and content strategy best practices. But obviously, we are focused on our customers. And this can really be a broad range. I mean, it can range from longtime users to also users and teams that are brand new to our software. But I'm also always encouraged every year to meet so many prospective customers who want to learn more about us, who want to learn about our community of users and the technology that drives our software. And it's so great to meet attendees who haven't yet moved to Madcap Flare. Many of them are evaluating the switch from legacy tools. And so they come to see what our company is all about. What is this community of users all about? It's not just the dollar you spend on the software. The other part of your monies is really, how are you going to be supported after the fact? What does the community look like? What does the company look like? We are actually there and we get to meet attendees. So I think it gives people a chance to see that we're real.
One other aspect of the conference is the case studies. And I always find at any conference, but particularly at Madworld, the case studies of interest of who else is using the tool. What have they done with it? Have they bent and twisted it to get it to do something new or different, or maybe not what was originally envisaged from the product.
I think sometimes too, those case study presentations help. It may be subject matter that really resonates with somebody who's taking on something new. And so it's always great to hear what other people are doing.
And there tends to be tracks. There's one that's a tools neutral track. And then I think there's one that's a localization track as well, if I remember correctly.
That's right. And we kind of have lots of different tracks. We try to have a little something for everybody because everybody's needs and interests are a little bit different. So it could be tracks on localization. They could be tools neutral kind of tracks where we're not really focusing on, well, how I did this with a tool or the tool. And sometimes they are tool specific. So we try to do a little bit for everybody so that attendees can pick sessions that are most relevant to them.
So with Mad World Europe, how is that going to be different from what somebody might have seen at Mad World in San Diego?
We're really excited to bring Mad World to Europe, and Prague is such an incredibly beautiful city. And we wanted to find a location that would be a big draw for attendees, a place that was easy to get to, that would appeal to all regions of Europe and could offer some fun things to do when we're not, you know, sitting in sessions. We're not changing the recipe too much. We're still doing a welcome reception to kick things off. We'll still have two full days of the main conference. And then we're going to have a third and final day of workshops that take a deeper dive into some more intermediate and advanced topics.
So that's like a training day from my experience of it in San Diego.
Yeah, it gives you a chance to put your hands on the tools a little bit more. So the sessions are a little bit longer format. I'd say the main conference sessions are about 45 to 50 minutes, I think. And then the workshop sessions are generally about an hour and 45 to 2 hours. So it's a little bit more hands-on. It gives you the opportunity to take a deeper dive into some of these more advanced topics.
And I've heard it described as the lobby track or the breaks in between different sessions where people have an opportunity to talk to people. In the past, in San Diego, you structured it so there's breaks between each session, so it's not one after the other. And I think the lunch breaks and the breakfast that was laid on also were designed in a way to encourage people to just chat and meet.
Yeah, in a very casual way. I think that conference after conference, I mean, one continual bit of feedback that we get is how great those networking sessions are and how casual and friendly they are. Not everybody's extroverted. A lot of introverted folks, and I think coming to conferences maybe can be challenging. And so we try to really foster that feeling of community and family. And we get great feedback that it's really easy to network with folks at those times.
And another thing is that you've got, is it two parallel tracks? It might be more than that. But that means you don't have one speaker after the other in one room, but an opportunity to pick and choose and make your own program, as it were.
Yes. Well, in Europe, we are doing a two-track conference. So you'll be able to pick and choose during the session time, which is going to make the most sense for you. A little bit different than San Diego. San Diego is a four-track conference. But in Europe, we're going to try a dual-track conference just to start out.
Makes sense because it's your first year. So when it comes to the process of picking who's going to be speaking.
Sure. So we open up our call for presentation to everybody. We want to hear what exciting new things people are doing with our software. And we focus on several areas, particularly the experience level of the speaker, the session content, obviously being the biggest factor, but making sure that the takeaways or learning opportunities are there for the delegates. So we try to look at everything that comes in and we ask, is this session going to appeal to our users? Is this best practice applicable to users regardless of industry? Has the speaker done speaking engagements in the past? And even if they haven't, if the content's really good, we of course want to work with them. It's not like you have to be a seasoned presenter in order to submit, but we also look at, are they MAD certified and so on. So we're really looking at everything with the focus mostly on the content.
Now, when you say MAD certified, that doesn't mean they're certified MAD. It means
it's a play on words. So we've got a certification that we offer, MAD Skill. So our company's MAD Cap, obviously, and it gives us some opportunity to play off that a little bit. And MAD Skills is our training and consulting arm of our company. And so we offer what's called MAD certification. It's like this advanced certification. It's a two-part certification process. It's a multiple choice test that you take online. And there's also a project submission element. When people submit projects, we're not so much looking for their their technical writing skills so much, but more mastery of the tool. So it gives people to have a lot of fun. I mean, we've had folks submit really technical things with their projects that they send in, but I've also seen fun things like somebody sent in their policy and procedure manual for their teenager, you know, how to be a good person. So people get really creative. I've seen cookbooks come in, but it's a great way to show mastery of the tool and have a little bit of fun. But the certification is something, once you pass, you can add that to your LinkedIn profile, you can add that to your resume. And companies that are looking to hire folks often look for that certification, particularly when they're using our software. It gives them a little bit more sense that people can hit the ground running as it pertains to the tools.
Well, I hadn't thought of the side of it in terms of improving your resume or CV, but of course, one of the biggest issues with being a technical author is that you're often working with company confidential information. So having examples of your work can be tricky to provide.
Yes.
So it could,
you got to have fun with it.
Yeah, could be handy for that type of thing.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Behind the scenes, running a conference, things that keep you up at night, the issues that are around the curtain, as it were, to make it work so smoothly. And it is, from my experience, the best run conference that I go to. What are the issues that you have to face?
Well, we've learned, like anyone who manages a conference, that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to a big conference like this. And we try to plan for everything, including having backup speakers, having AV staff on hand for technical issues, and so on. We also work closely with the hotel event teams to make sure we have clear lines of communication when something does go wrong. But most of all, we plan and rehearse and make sure that we've got everything in order. So lucky for us, we have a tremendous team that is essentially planning and managing this conference year-round. And now we get to have two conferences to manage. So it's going to be fun.
Past conferences have been fun, and glad that you're enjoying it from behind the scenes as well. Having done this now for a number of years, what have you changed based on what you've learned from hosting the previous conferences?
Well, gosh, I think one thing that comes to mind is the opening, like the general session, the opening there.
Right.
You know, when you go to a lot of conferences, you often have a keynote speaker or somebody coming and talking about something for a period of time. And while that's fantastic, we decided to take a slightly different approach. You know, with so many tracks to offer, people are coming to learn. We decided to switch it up a little bit. What we found that really helps and really works is for that general session, of course, we have a welcome from Anthony Olivier, your CEO, but we spent quite a bit of time allowing the presenters, or at least the majority of that 45 minutes or so, allowing the presenters to come up and give a little pitch about what they're presenting. Because, you know, you can show what you're going to be presenting in a sort of a conference schedule online, or maybe in a brochure or something like this. And that's one way. But to actually get a quick introduction to the presenter, who they are, how many times they've been at the conference, maybe it's their first time presenting, which is always fun, but you get a little sense of who they are and what they're going to be presenting from their own words. It really helps people round out their schedule and make the most of the time they were there. Some people have said, well, I just didn't know what to put there, but now that I heard so-and-so talk about who they are and what they're presenting on and why, well, I know that I'm going to be focusing in on that track. So it really helps to do that. And I think it's very real. It gives people a chance to get to know who the presenters are.
Okay. So it's going to be at, I think, the Carlo the Fourth Hotel, or is it the Dedica
Hotel?
That's
correct. Yeah, that's correct. I think they had a name change halfway through the year. So, but that's correct. Yes.
And is that a big hotel, small hotel?
You know, I've never been personally, but from the pictures, it looks stunning. It just looks like an old world European hotel. I'm sure it's going to be big enough to accommodate our needs. It looks absolutely beautiful.
And I think
it looks like it's right in the heart of the city.
Ah, that's just exactly what I was going to say. It looks like it's in the center, yes. And the dates of the conference?
September 11th through the 14th is going to be the conference. The welcome reception is going to be that first day. The next 2 days are going to be the main conference. And then that last day is going to be the advanced workshop.
So the weather should be good. Nice autumn, early start to autumn, yes.
Yes, I hope so. But I do want to point out, if it's okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's, it sort of occurred to me you know, with all the different conferences, you know, what makes this one a little bit different if you, if you were to compare this to other ones. And I wanted to mention that, as I said earlier, we try to focus on those three key areas that revolve around learning, you know, community and fun. We want people to feel like they're part of something bigger, that they share more in common with people, regardless of where they are from, what industry they're in, where they are in their careers. And we start that conference with a welcome event, which is really all about networking. It's very casual. We want people to meet each other before we get into all of the sessions of the main conference. The other thing I want to point out, which makes our conference really different, is we offer what we call our technical support lounge, which is staffed with team members from our tech support department. Oftentimes members of R&D will come. And this gives attendees a chance to get one-on-one support throughout the entire conference. It's a great way for users to get answers to the most challenging project-specific questions. Sometimes it's not so much a specific thing. Sometimes it's, hey, I'm really struggling with this concept. Can you show me how this works? And so that's a big thing. I hear year after year from folks that come that the technical support lounge in and of itself is worth the price of admission. It is fantastic. And people get a chance to meet those folks that they've been talking to over the phone or emailing from a support standpoint as well. So having that face-to-face interaction goes so far. You know, and the other thing that makes us a little bit different is that we try to use venues that fit our brand profile, you know, that aren't these massive corporate type venues that lack any unique qualities. So here in North America, you know, our two favorite venues in San Diego have been the Hard Rock Hotel, which is down in the historic Gaslamp District here in San Diego, but also the Hotel Del Coronado, which is ranked one of the most beautiful places in America in terms of beach resorts. So mixing it up between this bustling downtown location and more of a relaxed beach environment has seemed to be a nice combination for folks. So we're really looking forward to come to this beautiful hotel in Prague, which I think is going to be great.
So just going back on a couple of things there, the Del Coronado, of course, is famous because it was used for a film.
Yes, Some Like It Hot, Marilyn Monroe, and I can't remember who else was in it because all I remember is Marilyn Monroe.
Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis.
That's correct, 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 yes.
The other thing about the lounge, and it really is a lounge with sofas and also bar stools, is that you can bring along a project that you've been
working on. Yeah, we've got laptops, we've got computers set up there, we've got laptops. People can bring their own laptops. Sometimes they'll bring their project on a thumb drive. Yeah. You can just come in there and sit back and relax, maybe catch up on some things. We've got power, we've got Wi-Fi. So it's just one of those welcoming kind of places to get away from all of the intense learning that you're going through and maybe decompress and switch gears a little bit.
But if you've ever wanted to speak to developers who are developing the tool that you're using and say, look, you know, this is the way, in a perfect world, this is what I'd like it to have. It's the opportunity to meet the people that are creating the application that you're using.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in addition to getting that project specific help, you get to speak to the developers who are making these features, which I think is unique.
Yeah. I don't know of any other conference where you have access to technical people to ask those tricky technical questions and to do it in a relaxed environment.
It's one of the things that I think makes us stand out.
Now, I've got to the end of my questions. Are there any other questions I should have asked you?
I think the only one that I want to talk about is kind of what our goals are when folks leave the conference. When we're asking folks to travel away from their families and their work, and it's really important for us that folks get something out of it. And our biggest goal with that is that we want our attendees to leave feeling energized with this new sense of focus and determination to tackle the big challenges, even the small challenges. And we want people to feel like they're part of an exciting, growing community of users who are passionate about what they do. Leave with this impression that, hey, this was one of the most enjoyable conferences that we've ever attended, and we want folks to feel like they're coming back and they want to come back. And the other thing is, the other bit of feedback that I've heard year after year is that when they leave Mad World, they have a bucket of things that they can take back to their desk and use immediately when they return to work. I mean, their tips and tricks and best practices, they can immediately feel more productive when they return. And that's our biggest goal.
It's a very much a fun conference. Also fits into that category of conference where you come back on the next day or the next week and there's skills or expertise that you have acquired that you can then apply to the stuff that you're doing at that moment in time.
Absolutely. And also the friendships that are cultivated. That's the other thing. People get to meet like-minded people. They continue to communicate and network with folks that they've learned from. And so it just fosters this great friendship community and these long-term connections.
Lovely. I think that's the questions I have. So thank you very much for that, Jen.
Oh, my pleasure.
Mad World Europe is your best learning and professional development opportunity of the year. The conference debuts this September in Prague, Czech Republic, and features industry thought leaders from organizations such as Visa, Nestle, and TCOM. Full schedule and event details can be found at www.madcapsoftware.com.